Good afternoon.
Has joined.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
We can begin. So we'll start by asking you to please join us in saying the Anna Bacoa. Anna Bacoa, Gedula Chimina, Sati, Derura, Alephet Gimel, Yutak Sadi, Kabel Rinat, Amcha Sagbenu, Kaharenu, Nora, Ufreshayan, Sintet Nun, Nagibor, Dorshe Yehudha, Givavak, Shamrem, Nun Gimel Dalet, Yudkashin, Barhen Tacharem, Rachame Sitkatha, Tamid Gamlem, Etted Resh, Saditach Gimel, Kasin Kadosh, Berotucha, Nael Adata, Et Kufet, Et Donayan, Achid Gea, Lamcha Pene, Zofre Kiddushata, Yud Gimelamet, Ezayim Kut, Shavatenu Kabel, Ushmatzi Akatenu, Yodea Talubot, Shin Kufal, Tzadiyuta. In the eighth verse of the Anna Bacoa, we say in a whisper. We will now connect to the meditations that we do during the three-week period. The first meditation is to transform Hashem's name, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, by going one letter to the right, and it becomes Tet-Dalet-Heh-Dalet. The second meditation is to take Hashem's name and take it one letter to the left, and it becomes Kaf-Vav-Zayin-Vav. And the third meditation is to take Hashem's name and, utilizing the Yatvash letter substitution, transform it into Mem Tzadi Pei Tzadi. And when we take these three names, Tet Dalet Hey Dalet, Kaf Vav Zayin Vav, and Mem Tzadi Pei Tzadi, the three names add up in Gematria to 361, which is the letter Shin, when it's spelled out Shin Yud Nun, which is 360, plus the Kolel becomes 361. So by transforming Hashem's name in these three ways, representing the three columns of the Tree of Life, we have created a letter Shin. The fourth meditation is the word Tzara, which means chaos or problems, troubles. And if we transform it using the same letters but rearrange them so it becomes Ritzei, which is desires, opportunities, we connect to the number 295, because that's the gematria of the three letters, and we utilize the 295 that's represented by the name of God Elohim when spelled out, we use that energy to make the transformation from Sarah to Retzeh, which is essentially transforming troubles into opportunities. And when we now add the connection to Hashem's name in the level of Malkut, Aleph Aleph Nun Yud, Adonai, plus the 295, we connect to a second shin, Gematria 360, when spelled out. These two shins that we have created connects to the phrase Sim Shalom, with its gematria of 726, which is the two shins plus a kolel, a number one, for each of the six names of God that we have utilized in these meditations. Tet dalet hey dalet, kaf bav zayin bav, mem tzadi pei tzadi, yud hey vav hey, Elohim, and the Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. When we add one for each of these six names, we have a total gematria for 726, connecting to the phrase Sim Shalom, and we utilize this energy to inject the consciousness of Shalom, peace, Shalem, completion, and serenity. We inject this energy of shalom and serenity into this period of the 3 weeks. Our class today is a continuation of our study of the Sefer Yetzirah. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. In row 7, the second column from the 11, excuse me, in row 9, the second column from the left, when the landing page opens up, please scroll down to class 7 and open up the handout for class 7, which is where we will begin our class. We will start with the Lashem Yehud. Lashem Yehud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Titkilu Urkimu Utkilu Utkilu Urkimu Leakta Lashem Yudhe Bavavhe The Yehuda Shalim Bashem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La Sok Torah Mitzvah Vayihino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadenu kenenei aleinu ma'asei yadenu kenenehu. This is Mishnah 1.4, chapter 1, Mishnah 4. And in most versions of the English translations, most translations using other sources, it's Mishnah 1.5. Eser sefirot belima midaten eser she'en lahem sof omek reshit we omek acharit omek tov we omek ra omek rom we omek tachit omek ze mizarit We omek me'ariv, omek tzafon, we omek darom, we adan yachid el melech be'eman, mushal becholin, me'maven kedasho, v'yad adad. The translation translation, ten sephirot of nothingness. Their measure is ten, which have no end, a depth of beginning, a depth of end, a depth of good, a depth of evil, a depth of above and a depth of below, a depth of east and a depth of west, a depth of north and a depth of south. The singular master, God, the faithful king, dominates over them all from his holy dwelling until eternity of eternities. There are ten sephirot, lima. By now you should know that the meaning of lima literally means without what. We think of these ten sephirot of consciousness. The word sephirot might be considered a number or a counting. And this makes the phrase translate as ten counts of consciousness. Please consider this as a potential meditation, as counts and consciousness might be a duality. Consider this as you deal with this Mishnah. The next word is Midaten. This is being translated as measure. What is a measure? Measure means an amount. What is the amount? What is the meaning of an amount of consciousness? There is another possible meaning to this word in Hebrew. When the grammar at the suffix, the nun implies a noun and a female aspect. In Kabbalah, female implies vessel. The first three letters of this noun translate as from religion or from the law. The phrase medaten, eser she'ein lachem so. This is an unusual word placement which most translators ignore. Lachem means to them. This implies the level of possession. What is the possession? What is the possessor? Remove the placement of lachem, and you connect together the words she'ein and the word so, or she'ein so, or the endless. This phrase now starts to become clear. Ten religions of nothingness for them from the end. When we speak about an end in Kabbalah, we talk about the Mashiach. When we speak about the end, we are talking about the concept of a line as taught in the model of the Arizal system of Kabbalah. In our world, we think we are getting closer to the Mashiach, and many people also think that their religion or their law is the correct one to follow. Could the author of the Sefer Yetzirah be saying that these religions or these laws are truly nothingness? Or could he or she be saying that religions and laws are structured in a hierarchy similar to the hierarchy of the Sephirot? Again, this is a good question to ask the Sephirot themselves, as this Mishnah is being taught to us within the chapter that deals exclusively with the Sephirot. The next word is Omek, and this word translates as depth. An ocean has depth, while a three-dimensional object is said to have depth as well. What is the meaning of a depth in a ten-dimensional structure? This word omek is used with five pairs of opposites: beginning and end, good and evil, above and below, east and west, north and south. Of course, most people interpret north, south, east, and west as directions and not pairs of opposites. There is a known teaching, a known tradition within the Kabbalistic teachings that the Sefer Yetzirah has a significant code built into the letters of words and phrases. During this class, I will explain how these codes are to be decoded, and this will become more clear in the next few Mishnayot as well. Omek, translates as depth, has a gematria of 216. 216 is 3 times 72, representing the number 72 on the three columns, right, left, and central. The number 72 can relate to chesed, as that is the gematria of the word chesed. 72 can be factored into lower numbers, 3 times 6 times 12. And then it can become 2 times 3 times 3 times 3 times 4. And finally, 2 times 2 times 2 times 3 times 3 times 3. And this is 2 cubed times 3 cubed. I will leave you to contemplate the coincidence of this sequence. I suspect you speak to each level of the Sephiroth.
Has joined.
To say about it. The phrase, the depth of the beginning and the depth of the end. The beginning is equal to Reshit with a gematria of 911. The last, Acharit, is 619. Acharit can also be translated as backside. If you look at these two numbers in their component strings as taught in the modern number theory, we have 9 and 11. Which reminds us of the previous Mishnah, where it said 9 and 10 and not 9 and 10 and not 11. Also, the number 6, which represents Zeran Pin, or heaven, and 19, which relates to the calendar cycle of 19 years. So we have time concealed in these words. The depth of good and the depth of evil. Good has a gematria of 17, which is Tov. Bad or evil has a gematria of 270, Reshayin. 270 represents 27 times 10. 27 represents all of the Hebrew letters, including the five final letters. The number 10 connects to the 10 Sephirot. The number 10 is a form of completion. The depth of above and the depth of below. The above is Ravim, as the gematria of 248. Below is Tachat, which is 808. The first two numbers, 2 plus 4, is 6, added to a second 6. And 2 eighths represents the upper worlds and the Sephirah of Bina, while the number 6 represents the lower world and the Sephirah of Zeran Pin. Why are there two of each, representing the right column and the left column? Representing male and female. The depth of east and the depth of west. The east is equal to Mizrach, is 255. The west, Meherev, is 312. These numbers do not make any specific issues for me. They don't pop out to me. And whenever I don't have a direction of how to deal with a specific number, I ask the Sephirot in a meditation. As I look at these two numbers today, haven't looked at them in a while, and I did get some various insights with my meditations, but one insight that I didn't get in the meditation, but I get today, the number 312 is a sequence of 1, 2, 3. Meherev, which is west, is a form of putting things in order. The word for east, 255, has to do with the understanding that the two fives represent the two columns. But the two columns are doubled up, the right column and the left column. There's a right column and a left column above, and a right column and a left column below. The depth of north and the depth of south. The north is Tzafon, Gematria 226. The south is Darom, Gematria 250. 250 is the Gematria of the word Ner. Nun Resh, and that means a candle. 267, with the kolel, is the word bracha when spelled out without the kolels. Let me explain that in more detail. Bracha, bet, resh, vav, kaf, sofit. Bet, Resh is 202. The Kaf is 222. The 6 of the Vav makes it 228. Number 266. Excuse me, the number 250 is the word there for candle. And the light is, the light comes from a candle. And a candle is a bracha. The light of a candle is a bracha. And the number 250 can be 18 plus 232. If you take the word bracha or baruch and you add a kolel for each letter in the four letters of bracha, the gematria becomes 232. When you add 18 representing the word for life, it comes to the 250. And so you see the south is an energy of life. The south is an energy having to do with light and having to do with life and having to do with blessing. Only one Lord is a phrase. The word Yechid, translation only one, has a gematria of 32. 32 relates to the heart. 32 relates to the 32 paths of wisdom. We are done. And the Lord is a gematria of 67. And 67 is the gematria of the Hebrew word bina, understanding. If you add 67 and 32 together, it becomes 99. And the fact that you added it together adds a kolel, making it 100. 100 is the number that connects to completion. 10 sephirot within 10 sephirot. All of this is implying the idea that the phrase only one Lord is connecting to the unity of the heart with the brain. El Melech Ne'eman is God the faithful king. The word Amen is an acronym for El Melech Ne'eman. God the faithful king is this phrase. The faithful king is Hashem, is connected to Amen. And whenever we say Amen, we have a kavanah of unifying the spiritual world with the physical world. And that's what this phrase is connecting to. Rules, all of them from his holy dwelling place until eternity. Moshe Bechulam rules all of them. Gematria 376 plus 108 comes to 484. A holy dwelling place is the word Ma'un, which is 206. Hakadosh is 410. Ad Ade Ad, until eternity, is 74 plus 84 plus 74, or 222. And 222 represents the phrase, the goodly mountain, which is Mount Sinai. The five dimensions, which look physical, but are they? This is where you will begin to realize how the charts and pictures of the glyph of the Tree of Life confuse you. They mess you up. Time is the beginning to the end. But in one sense, it's Chachma and Bina. Morality is good and bad, and in a sense, it's Keter and Malchut. The height above and below is Netzach and Hod. The length, east and west, Tiferet and Yesod. The width is north and south, Gibura and Gedola, which is the older name for greatness, Gedola, or Chesed. Let us continue to discuss the word Omek. As we said, the Omek has a gematria of 216. It translates as a depth. But coincidentally, there are 216 letters in the 72 names of Hashem. Three letters in each name, 72 names. 3 times 72 is 216. 216 is the gematria of the Hebrew word Aryeh, which means the lion. Aryeh is the astrological sign of the lion. Aryeh has a connection to prophecy. Another word with a gematria of 216 is gevura, which means strength or power, severity, judgment, a form, a construct. And this also connects to prophecy. Horeb also has the gematria of 216, alternative name for Mount Sinai. Also connects to prophecy. If you permutate, the letters of Horeb becomes Harbo, which means a sword. What do you do with a sword? You carve and you cut. The math process of division is like carving. 216 is 3 times 72, as we said above, which connect to the 72 names of God. If Sinai is the Torah, which is the source of prophecy, which is the actual source in the Torah of prophecy. It is the three verses that are the source of the 72 names of God, and the actual 72 names of God. These are the teachings from the Kabbalah. Omek are parameters or attributes that emanate from the Sephirot. And what is a parameter without boundaries? All of these Mishnayot are codes within codes within codes, just as the Sephirot are endless, and Bina and Blima. The words of equal gematria can be substituted within Torah. Within each verse, Omek is a code that hints to us of Aryeh, a connection to prophecy. It hints to us of Giborah, which represents form or body. It hints to us of Mount Sinai or the Torah. It hints to us of the 72 names, which teaches us about the triads of the 72 names. How are they formed? How will you form them from this Mishnah? The codes are formed. Codes are formed from the 72 names. Codes are formed from Torah, which was given at Mount Horeb, or Mount Sinai. Codes are formed by building a mental construct, which gives it power and strength. Codes are formed from a lion, which is teaching us how to connect to prophecy, or in our generation, Ruach HaKodesh. The above is a hint for you to develop a meditation from this Mishnah. Below, you will find some other hints to meditations that my teacher created. Use these or make up your own. Practice is necessary to go where you will go. Let's look at some of the codes and you can find more. Codes can be made from first letters, last letters, numbers of words, numbers of letters, gematriot, all of the 10 different styles of gematriot. But mostly we just used 4 different studies, 4 different types of gematria. And letter substitution, which allows us to substitute letters for letters and change the words, change the meaning of a verse. If this Mishnah is referring to a non-physical universe, then what is the meaning of north and south and east and west? Which is the meaning of the northern boundary of your morality, of your time, of your happiness, of your continuity, of your certainty. Omek is a depth that is a parameter or an attribute, which is also a boundary. There are 12 boundaries represented by the 12 single letters. This is one meditation on the Mishnah 1.4. The Keter is Tov, good. The letter Kaf and the letter Tet. Chachma is Reshit, is the letter Chet. The letter Resh. You can read, contemplate for yourself the balance of this matrix. If you add the gematria of these letters, which create names, what is the gematria of these two holy names? It's 1184 and 541. It doesn't help. What about the small gematria called the Mispar Katan, which is the word Im, mother, gematria 41. Bina, the upper worlds, is mother, above our physical world. How many letters are in the names of the Sephirot? Would you believe there are 41 letters in the 10 Sephirot names? Here is the sounds in the letters of the first letters of the Mishnah. If you want the other codes described above, create a vessel with a request in an email. And you can see the written out letters of all the spelling, all of the different first letters of the word, starts with an I and ends with an I. The way this 22 sounds are expressed. Asi beit mea shelaso o revia o to bera o roetao neve me o ta veda veya e me ne mo You can make up 10 four-lettered words to start, since there are 40 words in the Mishnah. Other codes. The various positions can relate to the science of Feng Shui, which is the in the Eastern religions, in the Eastern cultures, Feng Shui relates to positions of physical objects. What is Feng Shui? As I said, it relates to the position of physical objects. But is it kosher? Kabbalah explains that Feng Shui is appropriate for the souls that come from China. And it can be made kosher for a Jewish soul. How do you make it kosher? The Chinese say that man is created facing south. Is this true or false? Kabbalah says man is created facing east. True for every man? Or is it only true for those? There are three children of Noah. The Feng Shui is a system that works for certain souls. But in order to work for the other two types of souls, it needs to be transformed. Kabbalah says take the Chinese Feng Shui and turn it to the left 90 degrees, and you have a perfect position for a Jewish soul. El Melech de Eman, the acronym for Amen, is 91, which is 26 plus 65. Yechid, the gematria of the heart, 32. Weadan, and the Lord, gematria bina, understanding. What is an understanding heart? Mashal Mechulam, rules over them all. Membet, 42, Yanapakoa. From his holy place forever and ever, what is the code? Memkuf ayin ayin ayin, using beginning letters, it's 286, which is 26 times 11. What does this mean to you? You should recognize 26 as being the gematria of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, and 11, the 11 components of the Ketoret. Tikkun Olam, the correction of the world or the universe, because negativity has a purpose even after the Mashiach. Yet it will be a controlled purpose. What position should you put yourself to do this meditation? The halakha says to have a sun, put your bed between the north and the south. So what if you don't want more children? The Ari explains that it means the feng shui above. It means put your head in the east, your feet in the west, your right side facing south, and your left side facing north. What does the above mean? Are you on your back or on your stomach? Want to know what the missionary position is all about? Stop reading the Bible literally. Stop seeing the Sephirot with the charts. Why should you do this meditation? By doing this meditation, you will bring the Sephirot closer to your heart. You will experience Hashem. Maybe not the first time you do it. Maybe not even the second time or the third. But eventually, you will experience Hashem. What is the right thing for you to do? When is the right thing? When is the right time for you to do that right thing? Where is the right location for you to do that right action? I'm asking some astrological questions, and you will need to meditate in order to find your answers. What is time relative to the phrase beginning to end, which is Chokhmah and Bina? Morality, good and bad, which is Keter and Malchut. The height above or the height below, Netzach and Hod. The length of east and west, Tiferet and Yesod. The width, north and south, Gevura and Gedola, greatness or Chesed. Please consider length also possibly to be north and south, while width can be east and west. How will you answer these questions? Will you decide to meditate on them? When you have these answers, you will know what to do with the answers. Or you can send me an email and we can discuss it privately. That's the end of the class. Does anyone have any questions? Remember, I promised you this class was not a spoon-fed class. You need to work for the information. You need to work to use the information in productive ways. I am here to advise. But in order to advise, you need to reach out and ask a question, or just say, I'm confused and need help. I'm going to, as we normally say, the class is over, but the class is not over. We need to do the Tikkun Chatzot or Tikkun Rachel today. I'm not going to do it on the recording today. I'm not going to do it in the class. But I'll remind you that it's something it's highly recommended you do. It starts on the handout, which can be found in the unique astrological times link in the section of the three negative weeks. When the Tikkun Chatzot ritual opens up, scroll down to page 3 and read or scan the last line on page 3 and all of page 4. All of page 5, all of page 6, and all of page 7. Shalom Gadol to all. I hope you're well and continue to be well and healthy. Shalom. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom, thank you. Shalom, thank you.
Thank you.